USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cities across the country are seeing new looting as nationwide demonstrations over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis continue to escalate out of control as President Trump vowed a tougher federal response.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military.
In New York City, hundreds of looters were seen breaking into downtown Manhattan businesses. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, some people were seen actively defying the curfew. In Washington, D.C., police fired flashbang shells and rubber bullets into a crowd of protesters outside Lafayette Square. Six states and 13 cities have now issued states of emergency, and the National Guard has activated 67,000 troops, surpassing the number of guardsmen during the 2005 Hurricane Katrina response. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As violent protests continue around the nation, President Trump spoke on the White House lawn and said he's willing to do whatever it takes to stop the violence.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military.
President Trump also stated that he wants organizers of this terror to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties for looting, theft, and property damage. A shooting has left two airmen dead at the Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota. Officials said there's no additional risk to other personnel, and the shooting remains under investigation. Additional details about the circumstances have not yet been released. The airmen are members of the 319th Reconnaissance Wing. Officials plan to withhold their names and units until at least 24 hours after family members are notified. Medical teams are providing disaster mental health services to help people who may be affected. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Workplaces will be dramatically changed by the lessons learned from the isolation caused by the coronavirus, and John Clemens reports.
In a survey taken by the Outplacement Service, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, many workers believe they'll continue working from home.
We found that about 28% of companies are planning to make some of the jobs within their company permanently work from home going forward.
That is Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, who also tells us companies have learned lessons about their employees.
Many companies are finding that they have been able to be quite productive during this period.
The commercial real estate market will soon be taking a big hit.
This is a nightmare scenario. You very well may see companies leaving those large office spaces.
This is John Clemens reporting.
Colin Kaepernick entered the national spotlight in 2016 when he kneeled during the national anthem and raised his fist to protest racial inequality. Now, as people around the nation protest the death of George Floyd, Kaepernick is stepping in to help by establishing a fund to pay the legal fees for protesters in Minneapolis. The Know Your Rights campaign announced Kaepernick's partnership. A Twitter post from the group said that the fund seeks to support the freedom fighters on the ground, and that their work is in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Minneapolis. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback tweeted about the fund, saying, "In fighting for liberation, there's always retaliation. We must protect our freedom fighters." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.